Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Beis Medrash guys who came, fourth graders who came, New Yorkers who came, branchers. It's a pleasure to say a shmooze to you too. And this is a shmooze which is a very famous, I think, popular shmooze. At least I've heard it a number of times. The Rav Shiva Zatzal talks about it. The Altar for Sabbat talks about it. And I try to add a little maybe myself, a little bit, you know. But it's I think it's a great shmooze. It's a tricky one. It's a little hard. So I hope you guys will... We're working on it together, Mir Hashem. It's a little tricky, but I think it's very powerful and important to Yesod in Yahadus. Let's do the Gemara first. Shalosh, this is the Gemara Psachim Rabos, the Kufi Gemara Beis. Shalosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sonan. Three people, three types of individuals HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sonay, doesn't approve of, to put it mildly. Hamadaber Echad Bepeh Vechad Bereiv. Number one, someone who speaks. Echad peh vechad b'lev is not since is not being honest with what he feels inside. Someone can help and testify for someone, but doesn't want to get involved. It's not whatever. We're not getting involved in those two cases on both sides. Number three, haroa davar erva b'chaveiro. Someone who sees an inappropriate behavior in his friend, his friend's behaving inappropriately. Davar erva, probably something else. Also, erva means over here this something bad. Umayed bo yechidi comes to Bez and says, Rabosai, you should know, mumchim, I saw this guy Ruvain acted a certain thing. He was did something davar erva. He maybe stole or whatever it was. Did something very bad. But he's a yachid. He's by himself. Now yachid can't accomplish anything, right? Doesn't do anything. Bezin can't listen to him. Ki hadit tuvia chata. For instance, the case the Gemara brings where tuvia sinned, vasa zigud lechudei, and this guy zigud. Interesting name, but okay. Zigud came right by himself. V'asid beik kamei rapapa, and testified, told rapapa what happened. I saw Tuvia do this terrible avera. Nagdei lezigud, and rapapa went ahead and gave him rebuke. He yelled at him, "What's going on with you? How can you talk like this?" Amwe Tuvia chata v'zigud mingid. Tuvia. You know, Tuvia says to him, "What's going on? Tuvia sinned, and you're yelling at me? What did I do? What are you doing over here? I'm not the one who sinned. Yell at him, not me." Amalei in. Yes, no, I'm yelling at you. Diksiv. Vayakam elecha b'ish. V'at l'chudeich asitz bay. Shem Rabbi Alma, come mafkis bay. This pasuk says, you can't use aidus of one person. You're only one person. You came, or you accomplished your Moses Shemra. You said a bad thing about him. We can't believe you. So you wasted and you put out, you made a bad thing about him. Therefore, you're no good, so to speak. Therefore, I yelled at you. Okay, that's the story over there. But basically, that's the halacha that, you know, someone, you can't testify about something which happened, which someone else did. If you're only one person, there's no one else. Because there's no toelas. Amrav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak, Amrav Mutar Lusanoso. Right, you know what the halacha is? This guy, if I saw Reuven go ahead and act in very did do something very inappropriate, right? Davar erva or some other avera, so you got to hate him. Shenemar kisira chamor sonacha reis tachas maso, right? The Torah says talks about this. That's this week's parsha. I didn't just pick this Gemara because it's Pesachim. This Gemara Pesachim. Why I pick it? Because it's on this week's parsha. This parsha says the pasuk says special mitzvah in the Torah of helping out your friend, your friend's animal, when you see your friend's donkey. I'm sorry. When you see your enemy's donkey, I'm sorry, robis tachas maso, under a big burden, you know, schlepping, krechsing over there, kvetching, you know, it's hard. He has to be unloaded. Allah says, you help him unload it. Azov tazov imo. Right? You're supposed to help the guy out, help the animal out, and help unload it. That's the mitzvah of perika, to be porek, right? Take off some. There's two mitzvah of te'ina. Te'ina means that you help load it up. That's also mitzvah. Not as big a mitzvah because you're loading it up. It's a very, you're helping do chesed by perika. It's better, it's even more because the animal suffering. So help you relieve the pressure on the animal. It has to get off. That's the bigger mitzvah. They're both mitzvahs, right? There's a mitzvah of perika and a mitzvah of te'ina. So the pasuk, that's what the pasuk says. When you see the donkey of your enemy, says the Gemara, my sonay. What's his enemy? Why is he an enemy? What happened over here? What's going on? My sonay. Igame sonay nachri. If you tell me that sonay who's a guy. Right, you hate him because he's a guy, and he, whatever, anti-Semite, whatever. Right, but Tanya Sonei Shamru Sonei Yisrael. The Gemara, there's a Bryce, I think it's the Sefta, says no. We're talking about Sonei Yisrael, so it's not a Sonei. It's not a guy. Sonei is a guy. V'go Sonei Nachri, I'm sorry, son of Yisrael, son of Nachri. So it's obviously a Jewish one. The guy's Jewish and you hate him. El Pshita son of Yisrael. Can you hate a Jew? What the pasuk is talking about? The guy who's doing an avera. You know, the pasuk doesn't talk about over avera, right? This guy, you see the animal of your friend who you hate. Well, you hate the guy. You can't hate the guy. So the pasuk doesn't talk about that kind of story where the guy is doing inappropriate and tells you what to do. That's not mistar, I guess. That's the rule. Whatever. You can't hate him. You can't hate your friend in your heart. So what's going on? Is he a Russia? Eladika Sade David Eladika Sadika David Surah Elamai, there's Adam. It must be, why do you hate him? Because Adam's saying that, you know, this guy did a terrible thing to Adam. Adam, right? Multiple, plural. Adam's saying that he did something terrible. That's the case, Kuyamanami Misne Sanile. It's not Chamor Sonacha, right? The donkey of your person that you hate. Everyone hates him. He's a hated person. He's supposed to be hated by the whole world, right? So that's all can't be the case. Well, Rabbi, these details are not so important for us right now, but it's a beautiful Gemara. Maishnahai, so why is this guy different? So what are you saying is his enemy? It's everyone's enemy. Everyone should hate him. Elav ki hai gavna. It must be, says the Gemara, that it's the case that we spoke about, the Chazi Bei Iyu Davar Erva, that one person, that this person saw Davar Erva. And Elamai, so therefore he's only your enemy. It's not more than only what your individual enemy. No one else can believe you. And also we see that's mutter to hate him. That's the Gemara brings. So you see, the Torah does not talk about a case where the guy did an avera. You hate someone, he's not allowed to hate. He's allowed to hate. Because he saw it personally. So I saw what happened. So I could hate a guy who did an avera. The guy is a mushkes and over avera. He's, who knows, he's mizana or he's a ganef or he killed someone. Whatever the case was, I'm allowed to hate him. That's what Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav said. Mukulus Hanos, this is the Makor. Okay. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, not only is it Mutus, Mitzvah also. It's not just a Mitzvah, you're out. It's a Mitzvah, Makayim. You say, this is a good one, right? Hinani Mucha Mazum Makayim Mitzvah Satorah, but to hate him, I hate you, right? It's Gvaldi, no? It's a good situation. I'm sure a lot of our guys would want to be in the situation, right? I hate a guy too much anyway, so might as well hate him in a kosher way. Anyway, but it's a mitzvah according to him. It's mamish a mitzvah to hate this guy because he saw a terrible thing. The guy is mamish, he's a murderer, let's say. He mamish killed someone. I hate this guy. It's terrible. It's terrible. Okay? That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara Psach. So again, so this Gemara said that by, we're talking about it, that you got to hate someone, you got to, and even according to Rav Nachman Yisrael, it's a mitzvah to hate him. Someone who did a davar erva, and you saw a person, you can hate him. It's a mitzvah to hate him. Says the Gemara B'Metzia. Oev Lifrok. The Gemara over there is talking about the halacha of the Gemara is talking about Tzar Baal Chaim. Is the whole shaila is the halacha, is the din of Tzar Baal Chaim that you can't see, you can't cause pain, or you have to help alleviate the pain of an animal. That's the halacha of Tzar Baal Chaim. Is that the Raisa Drabban? That's the Gemara shaila over there. The Gemara is the Kasha. They bring a Raisa. Oev Lifrok. There's two animals in front of you. There's an animal of someone who's your friend, and he's loaded down by a donkey's loaded down or burdened with a tremendous burden, right? So there's a mitzvah to be porek, to help your friend's animal to unload it. But right next to it, there's another animal. That animal belongs to your enemy, right? So what do you do? I can't do both. I don't know. There's not enough time. Whatever the case, you have to pick which one to do. Says the Gemara, what do you do? Mitzvah b'sonei. The mitzvah is to go ahead and help load up, to be towing the sonei's animal. Why? Says the Braisa, they lochav es yisro. To train yourself, right? When a person, if I help an enemy of mine, if I help his animal, doing a chesed for the guy and his animal, so it develops love, it develops a feeling of, you know, I care for the person. If you do a physical action, that's what you call chinuch hamusr, you do something proper, do something right, which evidence indicates love for someone, so it helps develop love, so you develop a little more, so it helps your yetzer. And the more it says, Yishak Daitach, so why the more bring this over there? Yishak Daitach, Tzar Baal Chaim, the Raisa, ha'adaflei. If you hold it, Tzar Baal Chaim is the Raisa, right, on that side, so it comes out, you have to go ahead and help unload the animal which has a big burden on top. Besides the mitzvah of helping the animals, also mitzvah of Tzar Baal Chaim, right? There's two reasons to go ahead and help unload the ohev's animal. Number one, there's a mitzvah of to be porik, kisir, we said before, help unload his donkey. And number two, to help avoid sar ba'chayim. So this is a mitzvah of sar ba'chayim. So why don't you should go ahead, the Gemara's kash is, you should go ahead and take care and unload the donkey of the person that you're his best friend. Because there's a double mitzvah. Beside the mitzvah, a regular mitzvah of helping your donkey, it's also a mitzvah of sar ba'chayim, if it's daraisa. Gemara says, no. Really, it's daraisa. But nevertheless, it's more important to go ahead and train your yetzer to confine, to tie up, or to force your yetzer to be good. That's more important. Interesting Gemara. We'll get back to it in a second. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Now let's go back to the Gemara in Sachar. Tos over there, this is a very beautiful Tosis. Unbelievable Tosis. Mamash Hilchos psychology. This is not 101. It's like, I don't know what they call it, 945, you know, lesson. It's not psychology 101, it's psychology 900, whatever, 901. Listen to what he says. Vim Tomer, the Baal Messiah, right? This goes on Al Gemara, the first Gemara we learn. He saw Dover Erva, and the Gemara says it's mitzvah l'sanoso, Vim Tomer. The Baal Messiah, Amrina, Oiv Lifrok, the Gemara we just now did, Oiv Lifrok, Vesone Liton, mitzvah Vesone. It's a mitzvah to take care of the animal that belongs to your enemy. Kedei, the one that you hate, kedei loch v'syistro. V'hash, the right to change your yetzahar, right? I hate the guy. So to go ahead and avoid that, to help fix up your hate, to masakin, to get rid of the hate that you have in your heart, that you harbor in your heart for him, it's a mitzvah to go ahead and help that animal. Right? That's the Gemara says that we learned just now. Frektos hash the makfias yetzah shayach. What have you told me? Trying to change the guy's midas, his hatred, his emotional feeling of hate? Give him the mitzvah of also. The Gemara in Tosa says, the Gemara in Pesachim says, it's a mitzvah, you're supposed to hate the guy. So why do we want to get rid of the hate if you're supposed to hate the guy? Right? The Gemara's Mabasiya says, you're supposed to try to take care, help load up, the animal of the person that you don't like, right? Because the mitzvah to be lachav is to change your yetzer, to get rid of that hatred. Why do I want to get rid of it? It's a mitzvah to hate him. You're supposed to hate the guy. So why? That's Tosa Kasha. Good Kasha, no? Right? Good Kasha, no? Tosa asks good Kasha usually. Okay. V'yesh lomar. Emphritosis. Kiva, listen to this. This is, whoa. Kiva and Shusono. Since he hates them, right? And much of the hate, it's appropriate to hate. It's a mitzvah, not just allowed. Remember, it's a mitzvah to hate him. But since the bottom line is I hate the guy, Gam chavero sone oso. What's going to happen? He sees I hate him. He's going to hate me in return. Not in the comma, but that's a natural, that's psychology 101. That's the first level, okay? Right? If I hate him, he's going to hate me because, as the famous Pasuk of Mishlei says, kamayim ponim al ponim, kein reva adam wa adam. Just like you see your reflection in the water and you see your face, you know, it's a reflection of who you are. So too, a person, if I see you and you hate me, I can tell, you know, it comes out. I can see your heart. I can see what's inside your heart. You know, it reflects, right? The hatred is reflected off your face, off your heart, whatever exactly how that we read the pasuk. But therefore, Tosa says, if I hate someone, it might be a kosher hatred. It's a mitzvah to hate him. I can't stand he didn't have aver. He's a mamish anti-Hashem. He's a rebel against, he doesn't care about Torah mitzvahs, you know. But I go ahead. So if I see that, I hate him because he hates me. I hate the guy who hates, I don't like the guy who hates me. Right? So therefore, I respond to him. And therefore, comes to a real sinner. What does that mean, Rabosai? We'll fight, if you want, we'll fight about it later on. But what that means seems to mean is therefore, that once again, if I hate him, right? So he hates me, and then I hate him back in improper sinner gemura. That's the sinner gemura, right? That's not the kosher sinner. Now it becomes treifa sinner, right? Because I hate him now because he hates me. Three steps are both, right? The first step is, I hate him, it's a mitzvah. The guy's an aver, terrible guy. Oh, I can't stand this, covered Hashem. I love Hashem, and this is the guy is a rebellious Hashem. Doesn't care about Torah mitzvahs. He's murdered somebody, killed somebody, stole whatever, it's a bazana, whatever the case was, right? Step number one. Step number two, because I hate him kosher, therefore he hates me inappropriately. He naturally does, he's not supposed to hate me. Just because I hate him, that's not a reason to hate me, but that's how people do. People react that way. So he's going to hate me, right? And then once he hates me, now I'm going to have Sinai Gemura, I'm going to hate him, right? Because he hates me. I don't like the guy because he doesn't like me. So now beside the sinner, I don't know, beside or combined, I don't know exactly how you phrase it, but beside the sinner that I have appropriate sinner, because he did Aveira, I also hate him because he hates me. That's terrible. That's no good. That's Sinai Gemura, right? That's bad sinner. That's a real sinner, right? That sinner which you have to eradicate. Therefore, the Gemara says, go ahead and do a chesed for him. Be so nice to the guy. Be nice to him. Be nice to him. Go ahead and give him, help him out. Help out his donkey, right? Because of the fact, you want to get rid of that sinner, right? The bad sinner, not the good sinner you're supposed to have. So by doing a chesed to him, you'll get rid of the bad sinner. That's plantosis. A lot of chedushim, Rabosa, a lot of points. Some are simpler, some are tougher, right? But I think there's a lot of points over here. Number one, Rabosa, number one, just the simplest thing. You know, you think, you know, I always think, I don't know, you know, you harbor some negativity, you're upset at a guy. I don't know if you hate him a little bit, hate him a lot, you know, he took the last slice of pizza, the best slice, whatever, and he's looking for me. I don't like him. It's very upsetting. You think won't say a word to him, keep it to yourself. But it doesn't work that way. You have to be aware of psychology 101, not 901, 101, right? The simplest thing, right? That he can pick it up. Yeah, it's very dangerous. You have to be very careful about that because this stuff, you know, the heart, you're exposing your heart. Your heart can't hide things. It comes out. I always tell my wife certain like that, you know, I said, be careful, you know, they're going to tell you, you know, if you're upset about this person for such and such, you know, they're going to pick it up and it'll cause a lot of problems, a lot of negativity, a lot of ill will. That's pusher, right? That's the first step. That when he sees that you hate him, you know, you're not trying to announce it, you didn't tell him about that. It's not because you told him, I hate you. No, he didn't say that. He hates him. I'm sure he's trying to keep it to himself probably, you know, but people can see through. Kamayim, panam panam, kein rev adam o adam, right? You can pick it up, you can see it. That's number one, right? That's the first step, Rabosai. Listen to this, and I think this is what the Alter says, Rabosai. The Alter says, just think about this. As the Gemara mentioned, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of helping a person's donkey unload the donkey. Mitzvah number one. Mitzvah number two, Tzar Bar Chaim Deraisa. It's a Torah Dika Mitzvah. Two mitzvahs are both side. We tell the guy, forget about them. Cross them off. Don't worry about them. Don't even think about them. I don't know if you should think about it, but don't do them, right? Don't be mekayem those mitzvahs. You know why? You want to work on your midos. You know, this is a Chavetz Chaim Yeshiva, whatever, right? This is a Torah, right? Torah Misina, right? That was a joke, right? But it's important about both sides. Midos, Hashem says, Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, midos is so important. Forget everything else I told you, Hashem says. You know, I told you about the mitzvah of prika, which is more chash than tina. We tell the guy, don't do prika. You know why? Because I want you to take care of that sin in your heart. Take care of it. Get rid of it. Right? I don't like it. It's no good, right? Hashem, but you told me to do prika. And you told me to do tzar b'achayim, to take care of tzar b'achayim. Nah, let the animal suffer. Let the animal remain in pain. Don't help the guy out. Super mitzvah. Two mitzvahs. You know, I heard of ase bin dochalos ase. Or ask the host of Shippakaris. But this is just, you know, you want to be a nice guy. You want to get some hate out of your heart. Like, that's docha, two mitzvahs? Uh-huh. Shulchan Aruch, that's, I'm just teaching halacha l'maaseh, that's all. I think it's a big chiddush, right? But you see, I think this is the altar brings out. It's crazy. The Torah's purposes are both sides. What do you say? Torah's purpose is to teach us, to enable us, to guide us, to be the blueprint of creation, as they say, right? To be the blueprint to guide us. How do you fix, how do you become a better person? Give me the rules, step-by-step procedures, right? How do you do it? The Torah says, you know, don't do this, you know, because we want you to become a better person. It's better, it's more important. Those are, it's the Torah tells you values, you know, what's more important? To care about the Tzar B'Chaim, right? Or to care about your midos, your emotions. You know what's more important? We don't want you to hate. That's it, finish. If you hate the guy, you're pretty bad. Not us, rabbis, I'm just saying, but it's so important, it's crucial. That's what's very important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want you guys to stop. Step number one, be very, very concerned about how you feel towards someone else. You have to have love towards him, definitely no hate towards him, other things, right? That's what the Torah tells you over here. So it's docha, two mitzvahs, rabbis. Docha and Torah. Number three, rabbis say, how do you do it? So what's the mechanism? So you go ahead, what do? Right? you go ahead and do a favor for the guy that you hate. So normally, of course, that helps you, you know. But you're supposed to still hate him, right? It's only supposed to take off the bad sinner, not the good sinner, right? It's a mitzvah to hate the guy. The Torah says that the pasuk of the Torah, or the Gemara says we learned from the pasuk, it's a mitzvah to hate the guy. So what do you mean? Where's the mitzvah? You're supposed to not hate the guy. No, Torah is supposed to hate the guy, but only proper hatred, not improper hatred. So what do? So you go ahead and do a mitzvah to help the guy out. Isn't that going to kill all the hatred? It'll kill all the hatred, right? I'll help you out. I'll do a chesed for you. I'm only hating you for one reason, not two reasons. I mean, who told the Yetzer which one to get rid of? How does this work, Rebosa? What's the mechanism? You know what I'm saying? I'm asking, there's two haters over here. One you're supposed to have, right? Even after you do the chesed, and one you're not supposed to have. So what do you mean? Like, you know, you chop the guy up and do a heart operation, and this hate we get rid of, right? What do you do? What's going on? It seems Rabosa, is that midafun, right? Not only is the Torah, you know, emphasize and tell you the values of what's important, but the Torah gives you the means by which to do it. You know how you do it? You follow Das Torah, and you go ahead and you hate the guy, and I think Pshat is Rabosa, you hate the guy, because like, as we know, Bali Musha tells us, you don't hate the guy. He's not a bad guy, but you hate the Midah, hate the Maisa he did. I can't stand his murdering aspect of him. He's a great guy. I love the guy. But, you know, he himself is not such a, you know, what he did is not, I can't stand what he was doing. I can't stand his actions. He's not a, I don't hate the shtick person. I love the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Selam Elokim Mimal, right? He's a great person. Whatever, he's a, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's child, he's my brother. But I don't like, you know, but I can't handle it, how he's behaving. You know, so if you channel yourself, listen, you know, I'm doing a chesed. I want to get rid of it, you know. So that develops love, right? That develops love. So you start loving the person. That means you love the person more and more. The more you love him, the less you'll hate him. But you can still hate him in terms of his midos, right? The other hatred is the hatred for the person, right? He hates me. I'm going to hate him. I feel hate him, right? So I hate the guy. No, you're not supposed to hate the guy. But here, I want to love the guy. So I'll do chesed for him, and I'll love him. So I don't hate him anymore. But the residual other hate, the kosher hate, is still there. Nothing wrong with that. That's why you're supposed to hate the guy. Why? Because you're hating the person for what he's doing, not the person, not the shtick person. Well, this is too complicated for me. I can't. I don't know. It's a little. But Rabbi, what do you see, Rabbi? See, that's the Torah, as Chazal tell us. The Torah was given to us to mizakech the nefesh, to purify, to beautify inside. Right? You walk around. You love everybody. You love people. You don't hate people, you hate inappropriate behaviors, right? Everything has to be done, you have to respond to everything like the Torah says. And then the guy's beautiful, he's the most handsome guy in the world then. I don't mean in terms of how he looks, I don't mean, right? This guy's a perfect person, perfect individual. He responds, he has a proper hargoshes. He loves the guy and he hates the guy, but he hates the midos, he hates the actions, he hates the hanhaga. That's what the Torah helps us do. You know how you do Torah? How do you do it? Do a chesed for the guy. That's what Torah is telling you. When you do a chesed, you'll develop love for him. And maybe the other hate will still be there. The kosher is still there because that's not a stira. But you know, but the Torah is the one that defines all this for us, right? Without Torah, I'm totally lost. Even after Torah, I'm still a little lost. Still a little hard to understand. But right? But the Torah is the Rabosai. You work on it. You work on the mitzvahs. You try to be medactic in exactly what the Torah says. And you accomplish, and you become a better person, be a more perfect person, be a more radiant person, a more purified person. Even though it's late, I should do the next result. Yeah, no?
Yeah.
Okay. Time for another second result, the other answer? It's late. Okay. I don't want to take away your bikia seder about this, but you'll still have your coffee break. Don't worry, you still have a coffee break. Don't worry. Okay, your cake break. I mean, cake. Okay. Anyway, Barbosa, just to give you guys, to give myself a little chizuk about this. Look at this Rashi. Torah talks about the Eved who wants to stick around. You take him, put him by the door, take, I think it's called an awl, right? Take an awl and pierce his ear, and he becomes a slave till Yovel. Says Rashi, end of the first line, Ma Nishtano Delos, why do you go against it? Why do you go by the door? Why is it by the door? Mikol Kevash, go someplace else, go to the table. What's what to do with door? Door mezuzah. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Delos u mezuzah. So Edom, the Mitzrayim. These two things, the door, I guess there's always doors there, and the doors and the side posts that were Edom Mitzrayim, Kishaposachti al Mashkov. Right? I passed by the lentil, passed by the mezuzos, Martin, I said, Kiri B'nei Yisrael Avodim. And I said at that time, right, he passed by, was flying by, the Malach, whatever was flying by, or he was flying by, whatever it was. And he says, Shabosai, you guys, these people are my Avodim. They heard it. Avodahem, V'Avodim Avodim. They're my servants, not Avodim Ta'Avodim. And now this guy went and disregarded that, and he got a different Adon, a different Eved. He's an Eved to a different Adon, an Eved to an Eved, because all people are Avodim to Hashem. So let the Ritzia take place in front of them by the door, because they heard what happened then. They heard my announcement that these, that the Kayis, I'm saving them because they're Avodim, because they're my Avodim, not Avodim. So they're the ones that should be in front of them. They can bear testimony, right? Based on Rashi. Both, I want to make one little tiny diuk. There's one word that's a little funny over here. Look what he says. Now, I would have said, because Hashem says, these are my avodim, not his avodim, not someone else's avodim, right? Like, who owns it? Don't you guys know who, you're an eved to me? You go ahead and become an eved to that guy over there. Come on, you're mine. What are you going to tell somebody else? You have to work for me today, not work for him, right? That's avodai, but not an eved to someone else. That's not what it says. What does it say? Help me out. It says, but not avodim to avodim. You know what? What's the nekus? Not just because I'm the owner, not him. Because you're mine, not him. No. You're not an evet. You're mine. You're an evet to me. Not an evet to an evet. As you're owned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not servants of a servant. Right? Doesn't care about that. And the point is that, do you know who you are? Forget about who owns you. That point is, you belong to me, not to him. No. It's what type of, who you're an evet to, in terms of the quality, in terms of the chashivas. You think you're an evet to an evet? He's an evet. He's a lowlife. I don't mean lowlife, but compared to me, right? He's an evet. They're all avodim, right? The whole world avodim. You want to be an evet to an evet, where the reality is you're an evet to me? You know, you're my sidekick. You know, you're the king's. The king has a right-hand man who does all the stuff for him, right? And he goes ahead, and he goes, so it's one thing if he goes to someone else, abdicates, right, leaves the job, and goes and works for this guy over here, right? This guy over here, right? Okay, he's all messed up, he's mixed up. But it's worse than that. You went to work for someone who's an evet. Like, it shows the opposite extreme, a total lack of appreciation, recognition of me, that you're an evet to me. You know, if you're an evet to someone greater, it's a much bigger avla, much bigger like embush and embarrassment, disgrace to go to someone who's so low to be an evet of his. They're both like, we are, you guys are, I am, we're all. You have such a special position. Asher bochar banu mikol amim, ato v'chartanu, right? Hashem chose to be his people, his avodim, we're his servants. You guys should walk around. Well, especially after you finish the shmooze, right? Walk around, you can even say, get up on the table and say, oh boy, I'm a Shem's Eved, right? Come on. Right, but I don't want to be an Eved. Yeah, but you're an Eved, okay? It's a good thing to be his Eved. People would die to be the Eved of the king, right? Who doesn't want to be the Eved of the king? Yeah, I don't know about Trump or this. Don't get me involved in politics, right? You imagine a real hush of the king, right? Especially Melech, Malchem, Achakadosh Baruch Hu, we're his Avodim. So we have to appreciate it. We're on cloud nine, and Hashem picked us, not the guy down the block, not the guy in Starbucks, or the guy in who knows where, Dunkin' Donuts, right? Not these guys, right? I mean, they serve good stuff, I think, right? That's what they tell me. They have good coffee there. I don't know what else they serve there, right? They have good stuff, but you're Hashem's Eved. We're in the right. We're in the same league. We're in the same family, and we're blessed to be the servants, to serve, to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be. He chose us. He picked us to be His avodim. That's the problem. It's not just, you know, you got the wrong boss. No, much more than this, much worse than just having the wrong boss. It's because you don't appreciate it. If you go to an Eved, become an Eved to an Eved, that's like such a lack of, if you would appreciate who I am, you're my Eved, you would never ever consider being an Eved to an Eved, like the opposite extreme. But also we have to appreciate it. We have the schus, like Rabbi Harrison before today, he said, talked about us to be in yeshiva, to learn Torah. That's all part of being an Eved to Hashem, right? To serve Hashem and to grow as a ben Torah and to be mezakeh chas hanefesh, right? To purify one's midos. That's what it's all about. It's docha two mitzvahs, I say. Docha two of them. We believe every mitzvah is super chas, right? but some things overweigh it, counterbalance it, more than counterbalance. You know what that is? Work on your midos through Torah, and you have to appreciate it. The more you appreciate it, the more you do it, and the more you get into it, the more you machazik yourself, and the more you'll purify your nefesh, as a rosh. Thank you.